今次正道的主题是如同儿子服侍父亲。
Today's sermon topic is like a son who serves his father.
各位弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads to pray.
我们天上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你俾我哋有生命气息，我哋嚟到你嘅殿当中敬拜你。
We thank you for giving us life and breath to come to your temple to worship you.
感谢你藉着圣经同埋圣灵不断嘅向我哋说话。
Thank you for constantly speaking to us through the Bible and through the Holy Spirit.
让我哋实在需要你嘅话语去引导我哋嘅人生。
Because indeed we need your word to guide our life.
我亦都需要你嘅话语去俾我哋人生有一个属你嘅一个 perspective.
We also need your word to guide us so that we belong to you.
以至于我们面对我们每一日的时候能够知道应该怎么去做。
So that when we face each day, we know what to do.
以至于我们将来面对主面的时候我们会知道我们得着一个稳妥的结局。
So that when we one day face the Lord face to face, we will have an assured eternity.
而且得着你的称赞。
And we receive your praises.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give thanks to you and praise you.
我谂祷告系奉主耶稣基督名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
神通过先知马拉基特别嘅向两种人讲咗个信息。
Through the prophet Malachi, God specially gave a message to two types of people.
对第一类人，圣经咁讲：耶和华说，你们用话顶撞我；你们还说，我们用什么话顶撞你呢？你们说侍奉神是徒然的，遵守神所吩咐的，在万军之耶和华面前苦苦斋戒，有什么益处呢？如今我们称狂傲的人为有福，并且行恶的人得建立，他们虽然试探神，却得脱离灾难。
To the first type of people, God says, "You have said harsh things against me," says the Lord. Yet you ask, "What have we said against you?" You have said, it is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape.
神称他们为用说话去顶撞神的人。
God calls them people who have said harsh things against him.
当我们听到的时候，我们要小心，我们不要像他一样犯上同一样的错。
When we hear it, we have to be careful not to commit the same sin.
顶撞这个词语在英文的翻译译本里面，有些甚至译作是非常之恶劣的说话。
In some versions of the English translation, the phrase harsh things is rendered as terrible things.
但是当神指出他们的错误的时候，
But when God points out their mistake,
他们好像不知道他们自己在说话上出了什么问题。
It appears that they do not know what is wrong with what they have said.
其实我们有时候我们都会讲过这些说话，我们自己都不记得。
As a matter of fact, sometimes we ourselves forget what we have said.
例如在这个说话我们讲了之后就跟着讲一下。
For example, there are instances where after we have said something, we simply say, just saying.
又或者我们想着自己讲出来只是呻下而已，不是认真的。
Or perhaps we may think we are saying this just to whinge a bit. We are not being serious.
其实我们所讲的说话，可能我们不在意，甚至觉得没什么所谓。
Actually, we may not be paying attention to what we say. We don't think it matters.
但神不是这样看。
But God does not look at it like that.
主耶稣曾经讲过，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
The Lord Jesus said,For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of.
即使有这句说话，我们是从口而出所说。
Even things that we say without giving it much thought.
但这些说话，很多时候都反映出我们的心底里面所想的是什么。
To some extent, what we say reflects what we truly think.
使徒保罗就曾经这么说过。
The Apostle Paul says,
他说因为我们成了一台戏给世人和天使观看。
We have been made a spectacle to the whole universe, to angels as well as to men.
我记得我小时候很喜欢跟家人一起去听收音机的广播剧。
I remember that when I was a little boy, I loved to listen to the dramatized stories on the radio.
虽然你见唔到嗰个人，
even though we could not see the people,
但只要你留心去听当中嘅对话咧，
but just by listening to the conversations carefully,
你就会咧听得出咧嗰个角色咧系做好人咧定系做奸人。
You would be able to tell whether the character was a good guy or bad guy.
我哋所讲嘅一切话咧
，What we say，
即使系我哋以为系好个人嘅私谈，冇乜人听到。
Even though that we regard as private conversations that nobody could hear，
但其实喺属灵嘅境界上边
，In the spiritual realm，
我哋嘅说话系有好多嘅听众。
In fact， our conversations are listened to by a large audience。
神亦都会一一嘅听喺耳中。
Our conversations are all in God's hearing.
主耶稣基督曾经提醒过我们。
The Lord Jesus Christ reminded us.
凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。
But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken.
那这些人讲过什么这么恶劣的说话呢？
What other terrible things does God tell us that they have said?
他们说侍奉神是徒然的。
They have said it is futile to serve God.
就是说侍奉神是浪费精神力气，是没有作用。
In other words, they are saying serving God is a waste of time and energy. It is useless.
跟着这么说。
They go on to say,
遵守神的话和在神面前哀伤痛悔是一点益处都没有。
There is totally no benefit in carrying out God's commands as well as mourning and being contrite before God.
他们为什么会有这个结论？
Where did they get this conclusion from?
让我们听听他们所说的先。
Let us hear the rest of what they go on to say.
在第十五节这么说，如今我们称狂傲的人为有福，并且行恶的人得建立，他们虽然试探神，却得脱离灾难。
It is written in verse 15, But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape.
他们说他们见到那些不侍奉神的人，事业更加的成功，得到更加多的利益。
They are saying that they saw those who do not serve God are more successful in their career. They receive more gains.
他们眼见这些自高自大的人又作恶的人行神不喜悦的事。
Even though these arrogant and evil men do things that do not please God,
但是看不到神有惩罚到这些人。
In their sight, they do not see God punish these people.
所以他们就说了，这些人就好了，就有福了。
Therefore, they say these people are blessed.
从他们所讲的说话，我们可以看到。
From what they say, we can see that
他们看侍奉神和看来到神面前的哀伤痛悔。
Their view of serving God and coming before God to mourn and be contrite
着眼点呢，是在得不得到即时和在生活上面的祝福。
Is focused on whether or not they can immediately gain blessings pertaining to daily life.
他们的想法有两样的毛病。
There are two flaws in their thinking.
第一样是他当他们有作侍奉呢，同埋有在神面前哀哭呢。
The first thing is that they think by serving God and weeping sorrowfully before God,
他们就觉得他们是一个虔诚的人，得到神的祝福是理所当然。
Means that they are godly people, so it is reasonable for them to gain God's blessings.
他们忘记了神呢，是创造宇宙同埋其中万物的神。既然是天地的主，就不住在人手所造的殿，亦都不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命、气息、万物赐给人。
They have forgotten that the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything.Because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else.
很多时候我们讲到侍奉呢，我们都会讲是我们去帮神去做工。
Very often when we talk about serving God, we say that we are doing work for God.
其实神是不需要我们帮。
But in fact, God does not need our help.
神是藉着我们参加祂的工作去赐福给我们。
Through our participation in His work, God blesses us.
我们要知道有机会去侍奉神，其实是神的恩典。
We need to know that the opportunity to serve God is a gift of grace from God.
他们的想法的第二个毛病。
The second flaw in their thinking is that
是相信神的祝福一定是在生活上面。
They believe God's blessings must be in relation to daily life.
虔诚人应该在生活上面一切顺利。
That godly people should prosper in their daily lives.
无病无痛，不会遇到意外。
They will have no sickness or pain, and they will not encounter accidents.
当他们看不到自己得到这些益处的时候呢？
When they see that they don't seem to get these benefits.
反而见到那些不信神的人事业成功。
But on the contrary, see those who do not believe in God prosper in their career.
或者那些不虔诚的人好像没什么问题，生活还好像很好一样。
Or the ungodly don't seem to have any problems and they seem to be enjoying life.
这些子女星期日去补习不回教会，成绩表现还很好。
Their children go to tuition classes but don't come to church on Sunday and they perform much better in their studies.
当他们的着眼点只是在今生和目前这些事上面的时候，
If their focus is on what they gain today and what they have now，
有这类想法的人就会觉得侍奉神是没益处。
People who have this kind of thinking think that it is no benefit to serve God。
同时如果一个基督徒只是为了责任或者得到祝福而侍奉神的话，
At the same time, if a Christian serves God in order to fulfill responsibilities or to gain blessings,
就很容易被环境遭遇所影响。
They are easily affected by situations and what they encounter.
甚至会对神发出怨言。
Or they will even start voicing complaints against God.
我们要留心我们自己所说的说话。
We have to be careful about what we say.
特别是我们自己在内心里面对自己说的说话，
Particularly in our self-talks，
因为我们心底里面所说的呢，
Because what we say in our heart
是会反映出我们的信心和我们的着眼点，
Can reflect our faith and our focus。
记得呢，小个的时候我在电视上看过一出黑白的粤语电影。
I remember that when I was a little boy I saw this black and white Cantonese movie on TV。
咁咧就有一个爸爸咧就带住佢嘅细路女咧就系遇到一个朋友。
A father with his little daughter met a friend on the street。
咁呢个做爸爸嘅见到呢个朋友咧就好礼貌咁同佢讲说话啦。
The father was talking politely with this friend。
啊，点知咧佢个女咧就突然间问爸爸啦。
Unexpectedly, the little girl was keen to ask the father a question。
佢话爸爸。
She said, Dad,
这个是不是就是你经常说那个穷鬼经常要人帮的叔叔啊？
Is this the broke guy that you have often talked about, the man who always needs help from people?
啊，这个女演员叫冯宝宝啊。
This little girl was called 冯宝宝。
虽然这个剧情是一个很老土的桥段。
This may well be an overused plot for stories.
但如果有一天你私下所说的每一句说话都被公开的话呢？
But one day, if every statement that you say in private will be made known publicly,
你现在有什么想法是需要改变？
What changes do you need to make in your thinking?
今天你又怎样去看你对神的侍奉和对神的跟从？
Today, what is your view on how you serve God and how you follow God?
神跟着对第二类人这样说。
Then God speaks about the second type of people.
神称他为敬畏耶和华的。
God calls them those who feared God.
同时也是思念他名的。
At the same time, they are those who remembered his name.
英文的翻译是很着眼在要让神的名得荣耀。
The English translation highlights the focus of remembering God's name being honoring God's name.
这类的人你和我都应该好像他们一样。
You and I should be this type of people.
第一，敬畏神的人他们一定不会敢去做一些事情去得罪神。
First of all, those who fear God will definitely not dare to do things that sin against God.
包括对神的说话不完全的相信。
including not entirely believing in what God says，
又或者冇去跟从到神嘅话去行，
or not obeying God's word。
第二样嘢系要让神嘅名得荣耀。
Secondly, they want to honor God's name。
佢哋心里边自着紧嘅咧。
The greatest concern in their heart
就是他们所做的会怎样去影响其他人去看神，
is how their deeds affect other people's perception of God。
记得有一次我又在电视上看奥运会赛跑的决赛。
I remember that once I watched on TV the finalists running in an Olympic race。
赛事结果是由一个国家的运动员赢了冠亚军的。
The result of the race was that the champion and the first runner-up were both from the same country.
当运动员领完奖牌之后，就有升国旗同埋奏国歌。
After the athletes received the medals, the national flags were raised and the national anthems were played.
但就喺呢个时候咧，得到第二名嗰个嘅运动员咧，竟然跳咗上去第一名嗰个台上边。
At that moment, the first runner-up jumped up to stand side by side with the champion.
两个人咧好兴奋，好开心。
It was obvious that both of them were very excited.
完全冇理会到奏紧国歌同埋佢嘅国旗升紧。
They did not have any regard of the fact that the national anthem was being played and the national flag was being raised.
睇得出咧，两个人完全冇将自己嘅国家放喺佢嘅心里边。
It was obvious that both of them did not have much concern for their country.
在这个时候呢，电视的镜头呢，就放在第三名的运动员身上。
At that time, the camera zoomed on the second runner-up.
镜头所见的呢，是很很尊重的肃立。
From the footage of the camera, he was seen standing straight solemnly.
虽然他只是得到季军。
Although he was only the second runner-up.
他自己的国家的国歌没有被奏出。
The national anthem of his country was not being played.
但他的眼睛一直这样定定地望着自己的国旗慢慢地升起。
His eyes were fixated on his country's flag being raised slowly.
当时的评述员就这样讲。
At that time, the commentator said,
他一定对自己的国家很引以为傲。
He must be very proud of his country.
他很想知道这个国家的生活是怎样。
He wanted to know how the people of this country lived.
因为他的国民这样去尊敬和看重自己的国家。
Because how much the nationals honor and have concern for their country.
今天你作为一个基督徒。
Today, as a Christian.
你有没有留意到你的说话和行动？
Have you paid attention to your words and your deeds?
我们有首诗歌叫做《有福的确据》。
There is a hymn, The Blessed Assurance.
是描述一个基督徒怎样去跟人家说他是有福
的。It describes how a Christian tells other people how blessed he is.
那在你平时的生活上面，工作上面。
And in your daily life and in your workplace.
你有没有留意到你所说所做的会影响人怎样去看神？
Have you taken notice that your words and your deeds will affect other people's perception of God?
今天你为了神的名讲说话的态度和说话有什么是需要改变？
Today, for the sake of God's name, in what ways do your words and attitudes have to change?
圣经跟着这样说。
The Bible continues to say,
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name.
神话他不单只会侧耳而听，
Not only will God be attentive to listen and hear,
还会记录在一个册子上面。
He will also have it written in the scroll.
在英文的翻译是有关于这个字的。
In the English translation, there is the word about.
所以记录在纪念册上面的不单只是他们的名字。
Therefore, in this scroll of remembrance, there's not only their names.
凡亲有关于他们的都会被记录了。
But everything concerning them.
我记得在小学和中学毕业的时候呢，
I remember that when I graduated from primary school and high school,
嗰時咧仲係興寫紀念冊嘅。
At that time, everyone had an autograph album.
喺紀念冊咧，唔止只係寫下一個名啊、通訊地址啊同埋電話。
In the autograph album, we not only wrote down our name, correspondence address, and phone number.
好多時候咧都會寫下自己做過啲乜嘢啊，同呢個同學啊有啲咩嘅交往啊，有咩感受。
Very often, we would write down what we had done and also our reflections on this school friend whom we had known for so many years.
即使咧只係小學
，Even though we were just primary school kids，
我哋都好驚咧，唔知啲同學會點樣寫自己。
We were very anxious. We did not know what our friends would write about us.
如果神喺度記錄緊你所做所講嘅嘢。
If God has a record of what you say and what you do,
你估佢会写咩咧？
What do you think he will write?
如果佢写嘅系关于你敬畏神、服侍神同埋侍奉神嘅说话。
If what he has written is about how you fear God and serve God,
咁系几咁好咧？
Then how good it will be?
彼得前书咁话，因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不顺从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
It is written in 1 Peter, for it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
在第17节到68节，马拉基书讲到神的审判。
The verse 17 to 18, this book of Malachi talks about the judgment of God.
在神施行审判的日子，对于第二类人，神这么
说。On the day of God's judgment, God says this to the second type of people.
万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必怜恤他们，如同人怜恤服侍自己的儿子。那时你们必归回，将善人和恶人、侍奉神和不侍奉神的分别出来。
They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty. In the day when I make up my treasured possession, I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not.
神话喺佢所定嘅日子，嗰啲人会系特别嘅被拣选去属于神。
God says, in the day ordained by God, there will be specially chosen to belong to God.
神会特别嘅系去怜恤佢哋。
God will especially show compassion to them.
好似人怜恤服侍自己嘅儿子一样。
Just as in compassion, a man spares his son who serves him.
我哋都经常听到咧啲父母讲。
We often hear parents say,
我们很爱惜自己的儿女。
They love their children very much.
即使他们不是那么乖。
Even though they are not very obedient.
那你想一想。
Then imagine,
如果我们的儿女不是那么乖，我们都爱惜他。
If we love our children in spite of the fact that they are not very obedient.
想象一下，如果你的儿女经常都来服侍你的话，你会怎样？
Imagine what you will do if your children always serve you.
神话我必怜悯他们，如同怜恤服侍自己的儿子。
God says, just as in compassion, a man spares his son who serves him.
对于愿意服侍神的人
，those who are willing to serve God.
神话佢会睇佢哋好似一个父亲睇一个愿意服侍自己嘅儿子一样。
God says he will treat them like how a father treats a son who is willing to serve him.
这是一个多么大的应许和恩典。
How great this promise and act of grace is.
还有一样特别的留意到的呢?
Then there is another thing that we should pay attention to.
当神说他会怜恤这些人的时候,
When God says he will show compassion to these people,
在不少的英文译本呢, 都是用 spare 这个字。
Many versions of the English translation use the word spare.
即是说呢,神对他们有怜恤,是不单止只是爱惜他们。
It means God shows compassion to them not only by loving them.
神更加免除了他们应当要承受。
But he also spares them from what they should bear.
所被免除的是他们的过犯所带来的应有的刑罚。
What they are spared from is the due penalty of their transgressions.
我哋应该知道咧，就算一个基督徒系几咁嘅敬畏神，愿意服侍神。
We should all know that no matter how much Christians fear God and are willing to serve God,
但人仍然有软弱同埋跌倒嘅时候。
There are times when we are weak and when we falter.
但神话喺佢审判人嘅日子嘅时候。
However, God says in the day of His judgment,
神会怜恤。免除呢啲敬畏佢、愿意服侍佢嘅人应当承受嘅刑罚。
He will show compassion to and spare the due penalty of those who fear him and who are willing to serve him.
最后喺第十八节。
Also, finally, in verse 18,
神再俾佢哋一个非常之重要嘅应许。
Once again, God gives them a very important promise.
神话那时你们必归回，将善人和恶人、侍奉神和不侍奉神的分别出来。
And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not.
神话佢哋会回归归到神嘅身边。
God says that they will be brought back to Him.
咁喺神身边做咩咧？
But what are they going to do standing next to God?
同样喺英文嘅翻译，我哋可以睇得出。
Similarly, from the English translation, we can see that
佢哋话佢哋一定会见到。
They will certainly see this.
见到喺神眼中看为善人同埋恶人嘅结局会有明显嘅分别。
They can clearly see a distinction of destiny between the righteous and the wicked in the eyes of God.
他们都会见到侍奉神和不侍奉神的人的结局有明显的分别。
They will also see a clear distinction of destiny between those who serve God and those who don't.
神告诉以色列人这个信息。
God tells this message to the Israelites.
是想俾佢哋知道睇人生唔系净系睇现在。
The purpose is to let them know that when you look at life, you do not only look at here and now.
我哋嘅人生系好似一个大学嘅功课一样。
Our life is like a university assignment.
我哋点样去面对我哋嘅人生
？How we face our life？
我哋点样去对我哋所遇到嘅作出一个嘅回应？
How we respond to what we encounter.
这个是神所去看。
This is what God sees.
而不是我们人生里面得到什么，失到什么。
It is not about our gains and losses in this life.
所以圣经经常跟我们说，我们只是客旅和寄居。
Therefore, the Bible constantly reminds us that we are only aliens and strangers on earth.
神讲呢番说话俾嗰啲敬畏佢同埋跟从佢嘅人听。
God says this to those who follow him and those who fear him.
系要俾佢哋有一个嘅新嘅眼光。
Is to let them have a new insight.
让佢哋系有一个唔同嘅角度去睇佢哋嘅人生。
So that they can look at their life from a different perspective.
个着眼点系佢哋人生嘅结局会得着神点样去分辨。
The focus is on the destiny of their life, how God will distinguish them.
从这段的经文里面，我们学习到四方面的东西。
From this passage of the Bible, we can learn four aspects.
我们要知道在神眼中去看什么是善人和恶人。
We should know that there is a clear distinction in the eyes of God about the righteous and wicked.
我们都应该要知道在神眼中是善人和恶人的，他们的结局一定有明显的分别。
We should know that in the eyes of God, the destiny of the righteous and the wicked is clearly distinct.
对于那些敬畏神、以神的荣耀为念而去侍奉神的人。
Those who fear God, who serve God, and who have the concern for God's honor in mind.
神会怜恤免除他们的刑罚。
God will have compassion on them and spare them from their penalty.
他们也会被拣选成为属于神，被神看为宝贵。
They will also be chosen to belong to God, to be regarded as God's treasured possession.
对于那些恶人，我们不好只是看他们今天的成功。
Regarding the wicked, we should not only see how prosperous they are today.
更加不需要羡慕他们。
We should also not envy them.
因为他们的结局是跟善人相反。
It is because their destiny is the opposite to that of the righteous.
神一定会免除他们的刑罚。
God will certainly not spare them of the penalty.
他们都会被神弃绝。
They will also be rejected by God.
第二方面。
Secondly,
神责备那些讲侍奉神是徒然的人。
God rebukes those who say it is futile to serve God.
遵守神所吩咐的是无益的人。
That they gain nothing by carrying out his requirements.
他们的着眼点是放在这个世界上面。
Their focus is set on earthly things.
他们的侍奉动机是想得到自己想要的益处。
The motive for them to serve God is to earn the gains that they want.
我们作为神的儿女，我们要学习去警醒。
As children of God, we should learn to be alert.
在我们的心里面是不可以有任何的善代替神的位置。
That means in our hearts, we should not allow anything to replace God.
我们侍奉的出发点也都不是为了得到利益。
Our motive for serving God is also not to earn these gains.
第三方面。
Thirdly,
我们所讲的说话，神都会一一的听到。
Everything that we say, God hears.
我们要小心我们的想法和讲的说话。
We have to be careful about our thinking and what we say.
如果我们察验到有不合圣经所教导的。
If we are aware of anything not consistent with the teachings of the Bible.
我们要立刻的悔改回转。
We have to immediately repent and return.
是第四方面。
The fourth aspect.
我们要清楚和很肯定的去知道。
We have to know clearly and with certainty.
我们因为敬畏神、信服神和为神的荣耀所讲所做的。
That whatever we say and do out of reverence for God,
神都知道，也都记录下来。
God knows and it is also recorded.
神应许他会在他所定的日子。
God promises that in the day ordained by him,
显明给每一个人看到。
He will reveal it to all.
神会拣选敬畏祂而侍奉祂的人。
That he will choose those who fear him and serve him.
分辨出来是属于祂，看祂们为宝贵。
And set apart to belong to him and will take them as his treasured possession.
神亦都会怜恤祂们。
God will also have compassion on them.
好像一个父亲怜恤一个愿意服侍自己儿子一样。
Just like how a father shows compassion to a son who serves him.
所以我们的眼光不要只是放在目前。
Therefore, our eyes should not be only set on the present.
只要我们知道我们所做的。
Just know that whatever we do.
是因为敬畏神和着眼在神的名被人高举而去做。
Is out of reverence for God and be concerned with God's name being honored by men.
我们应该要知道。
We should know.
我们一定会看到我们的结局。
That we will certainly see our destiny.
我们的结局会和那些恶人和不侍奉的人有分别。
That there is a clear distinction in our destiny between us and that of those who do not serve God.
咁我哋点样去可以用我哋嘅口咧
？Then how do we use our mouth?
圣经话我哋要经常要感谢赞美为祭。
The Bible tells us that we should constantly offer our praises as sacrifices.
让我哋再一次低头祷告。
Then let's bow our heads to pray.
我哋天上阿爸父，我哋实在感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, indeed, we should offer you our thanks and praises.
感谢你给我们有丰盛的恩典。
We thank you for giving us abundant grace.
感谢你没有将我们的过犯是记录下来。
We thank you for not recording our transgressions.
反而你将我们的过犯投于深海。
But on the contrary, you hurl our transgressions in the depth of the sea.
也将我们的罪孽搭于脚下。
And you also trample our sins underfoot.
你应许俾我哋，如果我哋有一个敬畏你嘅心，愿意跟从你嘅心。
You promise us that if we have a heart that fears you and willing to follow you,
你会悦纳我哋。
You will be pleased.
你藉着主耶稣基督喺十字架上边嘅救恩。
Through the salvation accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross,
你洗净我哋一切嘅罪。
You have cleansed all our sins.
在審判的日子，你會是免除我們的刑罰。
In the day of judgment, we will be spared of our penalty.
雖然我們不配來到侍奉你。
Although we are not worthy to serve you.
但你說過，凡是真心願意去來侍奉你的。
You have told us for those who are sincere and willing to serve you.
你會憐恤我們，好像一個人憐恤一個服侍自己的兒子一樣。
You will have compassion on us just like a father who has compassion on his son who serves him.
天父，我們感謝你給我們有這個額外的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this extra grace.
今天早上求你怜悯以勒家的每一个弟兄姊妹。
This morning, may you show mercy to the brothers and sisters of Jara Fellowship.
求圣灵让他们在以后的人生里面有一个不同的看法。
May the Holy Spirit help them to have a new insight in their life.
让他们的眼光是放在永恒上面。
So that their eyes are set on eternity.
知道有一天他们会是见主面的时候。
Because they know that one day when they see you face to face,
他会得蒙拣选。
They will be chosen.
亦都能够看到他们的结局跟其他不信你的人或者不侍奉你的人有分别。
And they will see that the destiny is in distinct to those who do not serve you or follow you.
让我们以后的人生都能够荣耀你。
May our life glorify you.
我想祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.